Blog Talk Radio.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com. Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs. Being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon.
What's going on, Grudge World? What's happening? Saturday night, Grudge Inc. A lot of things to get to tonight. As always, you know, my co-hosts, but they're probably out and about tonight because it is Saturday night and stuff. But real quick, I gotta give a couple shout-outs real quick. We got a local kid out here who graduated from our local high school, San Pedro High School, and he went on to play baseball at Cal State Fullerton and got drafted into the Colorado Rockies organization. And he just, tonight in his game, he's playing in the fall league, the next step up to the bigs. And he had a single run, just hit a solo home run shot. And then in the seventh inning, hit a grand slam. So, Dustin Garneau, congrats to you, brother. Keep working hard. All things to get to tonight. They got the trick-or-treat event running down in Holly Springs. Hopefully we get a race report from those guys down there, see what's going on. A couple good news we have out here in California. One of our tracks that went away from us is going to be coming back. They're saying May of next year, Fontana will be back up and running. So we're all kind of a little excited about that happening. But we just have to wait and see on that. Another thing, California was warned by the monkeys out of Oklahoma City to be ready, to be, they're coming, like we're scared. Next month, told us we got a month to get ready. How do you like that, telling us on our turf? I hope they just come out and race by our rules and not what they think they're going to race. I personally, like I said in the past, leave your cameras and everything wherever they're at, man. You want a street race, come out here and we'll hand you your ass and send you packing. I sure would love to see BC Performance and their Mustang get after that Murder Noah, because I know they'd whoop his ass. But I don't know the way I'm hearing it. But you know what? Kelly will probably get after him. Kelly O'Hanner from Northern California with the 57. He's already got bad blood with those guys anyway. Or maybe not bad blood, but he's mixed it up with them a few times. He went out there, and there's a really cool video on YouTube. You see the Murder Nova it's on a trailer being towed to where they're going to go race, and Kelly 57 driving on the highway right next to him. Like I said, they don't have street cars. They just pretend they do. But that's cool. We got street cars out here in SoCal. We got street cars up in NoCal. NoCal will help represent the state of California against whatever they have. And it'll be something to long drive home when you get your ass kicked, that's for sure. I've got all the faith in the world in our guys out here. Hopefully California's listening, and they're going to be calling in and give us some more input on what's going on. I'm sure they're going to try and keep that date kind of quiet to wait and see what happens or who's doing what or which guys are going to be out there. Because, you know, knowing them, they probably want to keep everything on the down low so they can get their races off. But not out here in Cali, man. You couldn't do that even before cell phones at the street races. Bad chance of that shit happening now. Too many people want to see it. And too many people want to talk shit. Too many people out here want to race these guys. So we'll wait and see. I know Chad wants to get after somebody. I know BC Performance wants to get after somebody. I know everybody who's got a car wants to get after these guys, so we'll see what happens, man. We'll see what happens. Hopefully something good will happen. But I'm going to go to the phone lines right now. We got some people live. Oh, real quick. There was something else I had on my mind. I wrote it down. I can't find my papers. But dang, I forgot what it was. It'll come to me. I'm telling you, my memory's about as long as my pecker, and I forget everything, so that should tell you something there. Let's go four lines real quick. Big Will. Will, you
what's
there,
going on, Kale?
What's crack-a-lacking, brother? Talk to me.
Nothing much, but trying to see if you heard anything was going down in Memphis, Holly Springs.
No, nothing yet. We just came on the air. So hopefully we'll be getting some calls shortly.
I know he'll be down there. He said he called in, so watch out for his number.
Yeah, I'll keep an eye out for Sleep. Sit tight for a second because, you know, the board is lighting up now. So,
all right. All right, partner. I'm on
mute. Either somebody got whooped up or somebody's getting whooped up, so we're going to find out shortly. Let me. Oh, they hung up. Oh, there we go. They're back.
I know the bad boys already whooped somebody.
Here we go. 815-8050. Who's this? Well, this is definitely somebody at the track. What's going on?
What's happening? Not in the hot spring. Watch them get it in right quick.
Give it up, baby. What's happening down there?
Oh, man. This is going on down there, man. K-9 just knocked off of King Kong earlier today. King Kong knocked off Tony Bass earlier today. President just knocked off Kelsey. Oh, man. I mean, I think Don Nature really locked in with King Kong. I'm not sure yet. They're still in debate on that right now. They got a whole bunch of other little street races going on, but that's about the most I can tell you about what's happening so far.
You know what? I got to tell you something, man. Say what you want about the 901 Bad Boys, but every week I get phone calls and they're engaging with somebody. Not just one race. They got three or four races. So, God, you know, man, God bless them, man. Whether they're winning or losing, man, they're locking in.
Hey, Phil, I'm going to go on mute, man. I'm going to stay on the line. I don't want to interrupt the show. I'm going to go on mute, man. Just let me know.
Okay.
I'll step back in when I get ready to do another report.
Okay. Sure will, man. Will, you there?
Oh, yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, man. And there it is, man. And I'm sure we're going to get – we'll be getting more calls in as we go.
Right. Yeah, I'm like you, though. The bad boys, they engaging. I tell you that.
You know, man, if they lost 10 races in a row, man, I know what matters. I shouldn't say it doesn't matter. My point being is these guys are getting after it. You know what I mean? They're not bowing down to nobody. They're, you know, and God bless them, man. That's what the game's about, man. You know what? You want to win more than you want to lose. But you know what? You ain't going to do it unless you're out there trying it. And it seems like they've been getting after it, man, taking on all comers. Good for them, man. Good for them.
Yep, I give them guys credit. They getting their work on.
Yeah, is Naked down the chew, I wonder? I was wondering if they was going to run that race back again down there.
Who was that?
Butt Naked. I wonder if he was going down to Holly Springs. I didn't know if they were running back that race or not. Never Scared should be down there tonight too, right?
Yeah, they there. Ground and Pound is there. Tanya and them from Chi-Town. Never Scared supposed to be there. White Trash, Wayne with the White Trash.
Yeah.
It's going to be a nice full house. They should be getting it in.
Oh yeah, it's gonna. We definitely gonna get that Donnie race back on here, man. I definitely want to sit in live on that one. You know, that's the great. The one thing I love about my show being on Saturday nights when these guys are having the races, we don't have the call-in numbers are kind of low because most of the people are at the races, man. When these guys call from the races, and we're sitting here getting the live report, man, we're getting it live. We're about to hear about it tomorrow or Monday or Tuesday.
Yeah, that's a good part.
And you know what? I gotta do this real quick, man. I gotta bring in my co-host and I know you guys in Detroit, they got Never Scared. What his nickname is? Always Late. Always Late. What's up, brother?
Hey, what's listen here, listen here.
You start with me, Gavin.
What's going on,
what's
man?
What's happening? What's going on?
Oh, we're getting race reports coming in. It's getting a little crazy down in Holly Spring, man. Tate down there whooping up on a few people. Yeah, I think Tate got after 901, and I forgot, who else did he say, Will?
He said a couple of guys. It didn't float in my mind already. I'm sort of doing something. But he said Tate ran too. I didn't hear that.
Oh, I thought he said Tate raced King Kong.
King Kong beat Tony Bynes, and then somebody else just beat King Kong. I mean, King Kong beat Tony Bynes. And then somebody else just beat King Kong, so I don't know who it was.
Man, they getting it on.
Yeah, it sounded loud. It sounded loud. But, good for them, man. Hey Tyson, listen, real quick, man, did you like that picture I sent you?
Hey, dig this here, man. Let me send me goddamn feet with them goddamn bunions and shit on it.
I was just showing you that nice little tan line, baby. Show you that tan line that we got going on in California. It was cold today. Hey, it was about 71. So it's cooling down.
There you go with that again.
You got to love the California weather. I'm sorry, man. You just got to love it.
That's all right. I just got off the phone with Chief. And we coming to California, and we going to fuck California up. That's what Chief told me.
Well, come on.
We picking all the bracket cars to race. The 10-0, the 990 bracket car, that's all we want to run.
Oh, Now, you know better than that, man. But come on out, man. You guys will be heading back with tans. You won't know what to make of yourself when you get back home. Sand shaking out of your head.
Hey, man.
I can't help that, man. I can't help that. Hey, sit tight, Dice. I got to grab a line real quick, man. We got a lot of action going on, I think, down in Holly Springs. 706-4218.
I was just listening. I didn't get the one.
Oh, it's okay, man. It's all right, man. Just sit tight with us. You don't have to go nowhere.
Yeah, enjoy the show, man. Enjoy the show.
Sounds good, man. Sounds good. Yeah, so they're getting after someone, and Donye's getting ready to get into somebody right now, so we're going to need to wait to get that report. He's trying to lock in, but it's kind of hard to hear with all the – because someone's just taking a pass and trying to figure out, who's doing what, so.
Donye was trying to get his rematch with King Kong.
Oh, is that what it was?
I don't think they want that.
Yeah, I don't
think they want that problem.
Yeah, I agree.
Oh, we ain't going to do that no more.
He got away that one time. I think he's blessed with that.
Yeah, he blessed. With a smart man, he don't do that no more. He hollering candy cane probably.
Yeah, he just beat candy cane. That's prime time, right?
No, that's Whitaker candy cane. That's that Duke Camaro guy.
No, I'm talking about with the Mustang. What's the name of that jump?
Shorty.
King Kong.
King Kong. Yeah. I know he got another one called
Shorty too.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, King Kong just ran, beat Prime Time, and then somebody else came back and beat King Kong. I don't know which guy it was.
Right. Oh, okay. Boy's getting in, man. Boy's getting in.
So those yeah, they are, man.
Off with old Wayne never said.
Yeah, well, they're down there.
Yeah, I know they're getting up close to get their race. I know Tech say he wanted to do that over.
But I don't know who...
Tate down there, he's trying to get with White Trash with Wayne. But Tate said he had to shake it down first. I don't know what happened so far.
Right.
Sleepy probably get back with us and let us know.
Oh, yeah.
Now is there a time down there where they can run till? Can they run all night down there?
No, that's Wick. Home stretch. Wick can run all night down there. As long as they get it in, they run it 3 o'clock in the morning. Right. When I talked to Sleepy earlier, he said the weather was beautiful. Good racing weather, like 75 degrees.
Oh, yeah. That's
they got that California weather floating down there. I got it.
All right, Kale, don't even start. It's snowing in Chicago the other day.
I'm just saying, man, we just got nice weather.
Nobody talking about no California weather.
I think it's supposed to be 53 here tomorrow. We're going to try to sneak off to the track.
Well, see, like I said, Wilma, it's cooling down out here right now. It's 71 today, so, it's cooling down.
Man, if I was 71, I'd be in my beach shorts.
What?
Hey, you got to be – the weatherman in California has the easiest job because they just get out and say, it was hot today, and it's going to be hotter tomorrow, and later in the week, it'll cool down, but it's still going to be hot. That's it. That's the job.
Hey, listen here. We ain't gonna go through that shit this winter. Hearing about how hot it is, goddamn it, in California. I'm a boycott the show.
I got a text video from Minnesota where it was snowing in October. I'm like, get out of here. I'm wiping the sweat off my forehead. I'm like, well, am I seeing what I'm seeing?
Oh, shit. Minnesota always gets snow, shit. They get snow goddamn. They be goddamn 8-9 inches up there.
Lordy.
Yeah, it was snowing in September in Minnesota.
Yeah. I'm telling what's up there in Minnesota.
Yeah. I can't talk too much, but Chicago sometimes it snows in September here, too. So that ain't nothing.
Yeah, nah.
But not like in Minnesota.
Nah, Minnesota up there. Up there in that dumb shit. They did everything.
Well, hey, Tyson, listen to this now. You know, I don't know, I'm not trying to start shit, well, maybe a little bit, but we've been warned to be ready in a month because Oklahoma City's coming out here.
Oklahoma gonna come kick y'all ass. I bet California pushed the one button off. Oklahoma gonna kick California's ass.
Oh, man. See, you know what? I see it's getting real cold up there because the air's starting to get a little thinner, too, huh?
Don't come and kick y'all out. That's right. I'm doing the BET. That's right. I said it. California, coming back out in the bushes.
Well, we'll be waiting. We'll be here. Unless, you know, it's they're going to tell us. Only they'll run certain cars.
I told you. I just got off the phone with Chief, and he said, Chad better not move.
Yeah.
They said when they get through with Chad, he's going to be wearing a snowsuit.
Yeah, you know what? I don't know if that's the case or not, only because they got their little rules and their little guidelines that they go by. I guess you have to be on YouTube.
My thing is this: how in the hell are they gonna come somewhere and rules and guideline and look at a car on YouTube and all that shit? You know what I mean? Y'all talking about y'all got the baddest car, so y'all got this old chart or whatever, y'all listed y'all fastest cars from 1 to 10. Get 5 of the y'all fastest cars, y'all say in Oklahoma. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
Match them up with y'all 5, you know what I'm saying, 5 cars, compete up with them, and get down. The hell with, I'm going to run him. You got 1633, and he want to run an 8-inch tire car. Come on, man. You know what I mean? Don't even add up. That's crazy. They want to show enough wins, man.
Well, I'll tell you, they better come with quarter mile cars. Well, we don't play that 8-mile shit out here. And if we give them their race, and they come out here, shame on us.
Yeah, y'all better not get them that race. Y'all get them their race, and goddamn it. They're not going to say, oh, with this car, they're going to say they came down and did what they had to do, and knowing it was a mismatch.
All I know is this, that the guys that they want to race, the guys that have been racing for a while, you know, out here.
What?
Are they the fastest cars out here in California? No. Are they fast? Yeah, they're fast. But
right.
You know, if you want to claim to be the baddest, the baddest out, you know, out, then isn't it
right.
only right that you race what everybody out here would agree would be the fastest car?
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
You know, I mean, Kelly's got them covered. Kelly, if they lock in with Kelly and that Murder Nova, that Murder Nova is going to get exactly what it's called, man. It's going to get murdered.
see, that's what they ain't gonna do that.
And BC Performance, they got a Pro Charger Mustang. Did they want some of that Nova? Hey, if you're out here, why not?
What?
You gonna drive all the way out here just for one race? Really?
For one race? Yeah, that's crazy.
If you're out here, you might as well take your beat down while you're out here. You know,
they ain't gonna do that.
Me personally, I don't know what cars they're coming out with. I don't know if I should really speak on the whole thing. But
what?
If they're coming out with their five fastest cars, 3, 4, 5, if they're coming out with all five of them,
what?
Why can't we come out with all five of our fastest cars?
What?
That's all I'm saying.
You already know what they say their five fastest cars is. They got their little list. So y'all top five, we know what them cars look like. We know what they is. So we're gonna have the same cars comparing up like y'all cars. We got a Pro Charge car to run Murder Nova, and we got nicer cars to run the rest of them. You know what I mean? That's how it should be.
And that's all I'm saying. And I'm not putting down none of the cars that are racing against them. I think the cars that are racing against them are fast cars.
What?
I don't think they're our fastest cars.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I'm saying. I'm confident with the cars that are going to run. I'm just saying that if they're coming out with, if we were to go out to Oklahoma City and race them, we would take our five fastest cars against their five fastest.
Hell yeah.
You know, and
you don't come with the best.
And rate their cars, this, rate that, you know, and go from there.
Yeah.
I just don't know why that they get to pick and choose who they want to race, who they get to race.
Yeah, I don't understand that. That's like, to me, that's like power them out. You know what I mean? You want to pick and choose. You know, if I say I'm the baddest motherfucker, that's like a cold killer. He the baddest motherfucker. So when he say he the baddest motherfucker, he stand behind what he say.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Whoever come up, y'all get
He's racing all the heavy hitters.
So somebody
can wear that badge.
You can respect. You can wear that badge, but these guys saying they the baddest, and I wanna run him. Oh yeah, I get him the break. Yeah, because you know you can beat these guys.
And that's just the bad part about it. That's just, you know, to where, you know, it needs to, you know. But we'll see what happens. We'll see what, I mean, I'm guessing the Nova's coming out. I'm guessing that Monte Carlo might be coming out. And that's really all I really know. I don't know if they'll bring their truck. I mean, I know they got other cars. I think there's a Mustang. There's a Mustang, a nitrous Mustang coming out.
Oh, that white one, small tire one.
Yeah, and the thing is, we got small tire cars out here.
What?
You know, we got small tire cars out here that can run with them. Why won't you race these small tire cars we have?
We got
a guy, Big Worm, with his Mustang on a small tire. Chad's cars can be put on a small tire. Chad's running his car on everything. Chad's running his car on a 10.5, a 275 radio, and the 8.5 tire, just in case somebody tries to get raced where with any of these guys. So, you know, it's like, you know, it's...
Chad want to race. That's all. Chad a racer, so the motherfucker talk shit, ain't no excuses. Well, I'm on 275, me too.
Yeah, you know? Jabro's
with all his
fingerman.
You know, Chad is on a race.
Chad's old school. Whenever you want to race him on, he just pops the jack out of the back of the truck, jack the car up, take whatever tires on, put whatever tires you want to race him on.
That's it.
But, you know, bow down. They got their Camaro. They want action with these guys. I know CPR wants action with these guys. I know all these guys out here want to take a shot at it, but they're coming out with what they're calling the hit list. Hey, Chad, if you're listening, hit the one button. If you're on, I got a bunch of people calling in, but call, I want you to get a hold of them, see if you can get a hold of those guys or text them in Oklahoma City and see if they want to come on and talk to me. Asian, I don't think he wants anything to do with me. I could call Hong Kong Louie again.
Chief told Chad already. He said, "Man, I don't want to keep talking to slow ass Chad."
Yeah, they're gonna be shaking in their boots when they get out here. That's probably why they want to keep us all on the down low when it's gonna happen and where it's gonna happen, so we don't have numbers of cars out there.
That's part of it.
But you know what, man?
They're probably going to do a little sneak in, sneak back out.
Out here, it's gonna be that. You always get that phone call. You've been around the game with going to the street races, and they tell you, hey, listen, they call you up and say, hey, there's a race tonight, but don't tell anybody about it. And you go out there, there's 200 people already out there. And glad nobody told anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know what? It just happens. That's just how the game is, and you know what?
It just takes one call, one phone call, that's it.
No, I just I like to see them come out and see what they come out with. See what's, you know.
Right.
See what they got, you know.
It's been a long time. There's been a hell of a rival. You know what I'm saying? I do this rival like butt naked and wick. That's what Oklahoma and California remind me of. It's been a long time coming.
I would love to see some guys from back east sneak out here and take a shot at these guys while we know where they're going to be, instead of them hiding. I shouldn't say hiding.
Mm-hmm.
They're pretty active with their racing and stuff like that. I take that back. They're not hiding. But they just do things to me. It doesn't see up on the left.
But if they don't know the car, they ain't going to race it. But,
yeah,
I mean, you got to look at, there's a lot of fast cars that's not on YouTube. You know what I mean? So,
you don't see this car,
you don't want to race it. Oh, I don't know that car. What's the difference? You know, car set like you, got a motor, just like you got a motor. You know, I ain't seen that car. Oh, man, come on.
You know, the thing is like, you know, I'd have the number one ranked car if I was racing everybody that was 2 or 3 seconds slower than me. You know what I mean? Like, you know, until the only race I saw that I thought was a legit race was that Monte Carlo and the Nova. I did see that episode. That's the only episode I saw was that Monte Carlo when he raced the Nova.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and that Monte Carlo is pretty badass.
Yeah, that's a nice car.
You know,
yeah,
and when you're watching the show, you can see how nervous homeboy with the Nova was about having to race him. It's like he almost knew he was going to lose because now he had to race somebody as fast as him.
As fast as him, yep.
God,
yep.
Man, I wish somebody would get these guys to call in, man. I keep waiting every week. I look for that 805 area code to pop up. I think it's 805.
We know they don't call in.
They're not going to because they think they're bigger than the game. That's all. They're too good to call in. They're Why do we have to call? We don't have to call in. Cowards.
We the fastest. We shouldn't have to call in.
Yeah. No, we're going to settle that in a month.
Dude, that's crazy.
And, dude, I like to find out. I really would like to find out that shit about Texas. And Texas really laid down to those guys if they got bought out or not. I just don't know anybody in Texas. Or I never heard of anybody talking about them racing.
But if you look at it like this, if they picking and choosing, they might have. Because you don't know what cars they done choose. You know what I'm saying? They done pick. Like I said, they might have picked a bracket racer car to come out, you know what I'm saying, every week to bracket race. You know what I mean? You don't know the cars they pick. So, you know what I'm saying? It's like they doing the same thing to California. They might be doing the same, do the same thing to Texas.
You know,
I'll
tell you this.
Him, we want this car, you know?
Out here, man, I'll tell you, man, the people that I know out here, and I don't want to mention no names or anybody like that, but if they come out here and they say they got to sign this contract stating they're going to lose, I'll tell you right now, man, everybody's going to sign that. And when they get on the line, they're going to whoop their ass. That's how I see it. What you going to do? You going to take me to court? Take me to court, man. Go ahead and tell the judge. Tell him. Yeah, Your Honor, these guys broke a contract because we were illegal street racing and we were promoting it. And these guys, and then he's going to be like, really? Go ahead, tell me more.
You know, so, I doubt that in Texas because, shit, Texas, they like to race, so I doubt that.
They might be saying
that and probably trying to run some bullshit, and Texas wasn't falling for it. And told him to go kick rocks. That's probably what happened.
I would love for Willie Dog to come out here and just start drawing and getting in their head, man, before they even race.
Shit. Willie Dog get in their head, they ain't going to race, man. Willie Dog, shit, dog will say some shit to him, man, and shit.
Well,
he
that would be a...
He say some shit sometimes. I listen to him, and I have to think, like, what the hell he just say?
You know, it's just, I want to see it. I want them to come out. I want them to get their asses handed to them. And then we can talk shit. Then we can talk even more shit.
Right.
You got beat by California, and that wasn't even the fastest cars.
Right.
But yeah, you know, I want them to come out. I do. I want to see them come out. I want to see them. I want to see them run. I want to see them.
Well, here they already had a taste though.
I mean, I know they got fast
they
cars. Dude.
They already had a taste of one of y'all fastest cars. You know what I'm saying? One of y'all fastest cars already did the pussy to Murder Nova. So you know that
They
know what they're getting into. That's why they ain't stepping into that pile of shit no more. Like, no, we can't run these motherfuckers like this. We got to get some easy racing. And sometimes them easy racing, you think easy, that'd be the worst one.
And then you know, naturally they take the easy, and then they want us to come out there and do, I don't know. Hey, this time, man, I'll open up the mic real quick. Hello, 815.
Hey.
Hey. What's going on?
Tails.
Hello? Yes, sir.
Tails.
I'm here.
Hey. Am I on, Bill?
Yeah, you live, baby. You live.
Hey, man, Tony Vine just ran against the 901 Bad Boy Candy Cane. Tony Vine won the race, but he wrecked down there. They're going down there and see how bad it is now.
Wait, who was that again? Who raced?
Tony Vines just ran against the 901 Bad Boys Candy Cane. And Tony Vines won the race, but he wrecked on the big end.
Oh, shit.
They down there now. I don't know how bad it is yet. I'm waiting on them to bring him on the car back now. We don't really know how bad it is yet, but that's what just happened. Tony whooped the candy cane and wrecked on the big end, so all action that came to a halt for right now.
Right.
Oh, I hope everything's okay.
I'm hoping so, too, man. I won't be able to get a report on it until they bring him back. But they're down there, the tow truck and a bunch of people down there from his camp, so I won't be able to tell you what's going on until they bring him back.
They was running 8 mile, right? That's 8 mile check, right?
Right, they run 8 mile, yeah.
Oh, man. Wow.
And Donnie locked in, get ready to run King Kong.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Did the car stay on the ground, or it didn't flip or nothing, did it?
I didn't hear you. What did you say?
I said the car stayed on the ground. It didn't flip over or anything, did it?
I won't know until they bring him back. This dog down there over there, man. I don't know if he went over the edge down there, because if you go so far, you go over the damn cliff down there. I don't know if he went over the cliff down there. What? They still down there right now.
I got you. Damn.
As soon as they bring him back, I give you a report on how he's doing and what the car looking like. Right now, the race is a hope. They're down there working on getting Tony Miles, I guess, out the car. Or he might be out the car. I don't know. I can't see down there. It's too dark.
Okay. Keep us
Sleepy, what's going on with Tate? And, what's going on with Tate and the white trash?
Nothing, man. White trash broke. Tate couldn't get down the track. So White trash had to pay the punk out to 901, and Tate couldn't get down the track. So he wasn't locked in with nobody, so he ain't got no money.
What about CJ? CJ doing anything?
No, CJ ain't ran nobody yet. Gadget ran against the Predator, and the Predator won that race. And that's all that's happening right now. Like I said, we're waiting on Donnie and King Kong to run now for their rematch. But like I said, they're still trying to get Tony off the big end down there. So, like I said, I really don't know what's going on down there yet. I'm down there, Coach didn't let me get, and I still can't see the car. I see the truck that they went to pull him out with, but I still can't see his car. I see a few people standing down there, but that's about all I can give you guys right now.
Okay, Roman Reporter, thank you.
All right, I'm gonna step out for a minute, Tayo. Just be looking for my number. I'm gonna call right back when they bring Tony down.
All right, baby, I got you locked in, man. Let me just give us a call.
Right,
let us know what's up.
All right, and I'll give you a more accurate report when they get him down here.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Man, I hope he's okay, man. You always have somebody you want to win, someone to lose, you know, that good versus bad, and you just don't ever want to see that, you know, someone take a dump like that, man. Oh, fuck. Now, Tony was in Candy Cane?
No, Whitcar called Candy Cane. I think Tony, I think he might have been in that new Camaro he had.
No, I don't think that thing's ready yet.
Hammer. I think he called it the Hammer.
I don't know if that one's ready yet.
Yeah, it was ready. He had it in our making.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he was making some test hits in making. Then he got on Jay Mars' show that Monday night, and he was trying to find some racist men, I guess, for Wick's show. I guess him and Wick locked in.
Wow. Wow. You know, we was talking about Wick earlier about him getting after it and everything like that, man. I just, He's got the two Mustangs, right?
Yeah, he got that pretty black. Well, he got one. Yeah, he got two. He got King Carl, and he got the other Mustang called Shorty.
Shorty.
Yeah.
He still got the Camaro Predator, doesn't he?
Yeah, he still got Predator. The only car he has is King Kong Jr., but he sold that to his partner, so it's still in the camp.
Oh, but it's still in their stable, though, man. It's still in their camp.
Yeah, it's still in their stable. That's the only one that's not his. But Candy Cane, King Kong, Shorty and Predator as his.
Now Tony Bynes got a when I was down Lena earlier in the year, I saw that he had a Camaro down there too, oh, like a 70 body style.
Yeah, that's the one that's called Moneymaker.
Moneymaker, that's right.
That's the one they call Moneymaker. Yeah.
Yeah, and I hope he didn't smash up that new car. Jeez. My buddy Artis Houston, man, thank God he's okay. He's was up in Bakersfield this weekend, and Artis, if you're listening, man, I'm glad you're okay, brother. He had a tire lock up about 170. His car is not, it's all tore up.
Yeah.
But, you know, he got out and walked away.
I hate to see anything like that, man. You know, how much time and effort we spend in these cars, man.
Yeah, and just, what, maybe a month ago or a little bit longer, my boy Kenny Snow, the guy I bought my Vega from, same thing happened to him in Vegas. Had a front wheel, a front tire lock up crossing, going through the lights. In a quarter mile, and he tagged the wall.
Wow.
So, yeah. Man,
I hate to see that happen to anybody, man.
No, that shit happened. I went down, pulled my front wheels off today, and repacked all my bearings, made sure it was all good. I'm just glad, you know what? The sheet metal, fiberglass, whatever, all that shit can be replaced, man. As long as you come out with all your fingers and toes, or you know, you're doing good, you know.
Oh, yeah, that's all that matters. You know?
I mean, that's all I care about, man. I just hope Tony's okay, man.
That's all that matters. We had a special shout-out to one of the guys here. Got told my Mr. Willie. They had wrecked their car past weekend. And I wrecked it pretty bad, but, you know, like I say, a person can come out and walk out of it, and you know, it's always good. So, Plant Kane got out the car, and everything, you know, everything was good, you know. Pockets might be hurt, but good thing the drive is okay.
Yeah, you know, and that's, to me, man, that's all I care about. As long as you come out of it, man, I just cringe, man. I never think about that stuff while I'm in the car behind the wheel. But
no, you don't supposed to think about it then, because you have a second thought.
You know,
when people
always talk about drag racing, that old thing, oh, how hard is it just to go? You're just going in a straight line. Well, you know, when that car gets out of that groove, it's a whole different beast. You ain't
groove?
Going to
and
you're
on
a groove.
And you on a small tire? Shit.
You all know once that ass end comes out,
dude, that's all right.
Hold on, man. Because you don't know which direction that car's
like
going after that.
And like on big tires, you know, big tire car, you know, it you got a 50-50 chance of correcting and going down the road. But the way we run now with these small tires, yeah, you get out the groove, baby. You're going for a ride.
Well, you know, the old school guys we've had that were, you know, pro gas and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I personally would have never thought of doing it. But they say when they're going fast and that car starts to skate on them or get out from underneath them, they pull the chute.
That
would straighten the car up. Yeah, I was thinking about that.
Out.
I'm like, I don't know that I want to try something like that.
Uh-huh.
I don't. To me, that's just
that's
like,
that's
yeah.
What they teach you. That's what they teach you, you know what I'm saying, in driving school. The car ever get violent and getting all low, pull the chute. Yeah.
Yeah, you know,
it's like your mind be going 100 different ways trying to correct a car. You know, that seemed like, you know, That's the last thing you're trying to pull is a chute.
You know, I've always wanted to pull the chute on my car, but I'm thinking, man, how stupid am I going to look if I pull the chute and then I get my ticket and I look at my ticket and it says 121 miles an hour. And I'm like, no, man, that shit for other people like, why is he pulling the chute at 121 miles an hour? So it's just like, yeah, I don't pull that bad boy unless I feel I really need it, unless I'm in a short porch or something like that. Oh, man.
Oh, yeah, unless you have a track you don't know.
Unless it's 121 in the 8-mile track, but shit. I put my hand on it when I was in Vegas, and I'm like, nah, I better not. Because I didn't know how fast I was going.
You set them thought like, wait a minute, there's too many candy cameras around here. I better not do that.
It's like, yeah, I saw you pull your chute after the finish line, dude, but you were only doing 121. Man, what's that about? Oh, I grabbed the wrong lever. I didn't pull the chute, and I must have hit a bump, and it just jarred.
Yeah. You know, that's, it's like the chute didn't even come out. It's like the chute didn't even come out. It looked like the car just shit it.
You know, that's what I tell people, baby. I didn't pull the chute.
The chute was just grinding
the bump and jumped off, yeah. Sure.
Man, yeah, I hope old Tony all right, man.
Yeah, me too. I'm hoping that I'm hoping it's all good, man. I wonder where Kev's at tonight, man. We haven't heard from him. He's dropped off the face of the earth tonight. You have to start docking his ass too. Been hanging out with you too much. I see in Detroit. Trying to pick up your bad habit.
I don't know what Kev got going on.
I definitely want to get that report from Donnier and King Kong, man.
King Kong. Well, you know Donnier want that back. King Kong is safe from him this time. He was like, man, the hell with that damn. If King Kong is still funny this time, then she's going to be like, man, the hell with that damn going down in the Hollis Plain fucking with them in that track.
Yeah. You know, when's Mississippi Joe's car coming out?
Well, it says it's going to be out at his show in, what's that show you having?
No Problem.
I know, No Problem Dragway. Yeah. They supposed to debut it there.
Oh, I see.
I was going to say, supposed to debut it there.
Oh, cool. I like to see that bad boy run.
They're supposed to be pretty this year.
What, for paint?
Supposed to be pretty this year. Supposed to have pretty paint on it and everything.
Oh, you know what? I'll tell you about my buddy Kenny. he had his car. His car was painted that Mitsubishi blue, almost like a Viper blue, but a little bit lighter.
Uh-huh.
And so I bought the rear, the front balance, and the doors and the hatch from him, which are all blue. So I put them on my car.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh, it looks all right with color. But nah, it's staying primer. These are getting primered up. I still got like 9 or 10 rattle can red left over, so they're gonna get done up. Got to, man.
But I told them they must have took your picture down, and I told them do not sell
pictures. Yeah, well, I went to my source before that got out too far, man. It was hard. Now the stuff is scarce. Don't want to see my driver's license.
Yeah.
Want me to read my birth certificate.
Yeah,
dude, I can't even
build up
the top until I see my picture in there. Don't sell this guy any aerosol paint. What the fuck?
Yeah, I gotta give him a tip. They doing their job. Any color for
red. I might strip it all down and get that Rust-Oleum spray paint with the colors. How you like that, baby?
It better not be the rainbow color. You know what that represents.
Oh, well, hey. Hey, there's two ways you can look at that. Either something freaky deaky gonna happen, or it might be at the end of a rainbow getting a pot of gold or something.
Or you might have sugar in them flip flops, huh?
Uh-huh. He's letting it out now. I'm talking about rainbow. Okay, rainbow.
No way, man. Just staying rattle can red.
Get that rainbow black. Okay.
Hey, I'm considering doing a shootout somewhere.
Huh?
I'm considering doing a shootout summer for next year.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I think it'd be fun. But I kind of want to do it. I want to do it where everybody can come. When I started thinking about it, it's like, do I want to do it out here and drag everybody out here? Or would it be easier if I did a shootout and central around where everyone's going to be, and I just come out there. You know what I mean?
Right.
I think it's simpler for one than you know, everybody. But I'm going to look into a few places out there, you know, and see what we could do. I'll see if I can get the dog to come and announce it for me.
Yeah, old dog, boy. He make a show.
I love dog when he announces, man. I swear to God, man, I laughed my ass off when I was listening to him and Lena. I was just, it was a, yeah, I think he should announce every single race, man. They shouldn't even have anybody else up.
Yeah, that damn dog put up, man. He made for that shit there.
He don't even need the microphone.
No, he don't even need the mic. He made for that shit.
I love it, man. You know what? Hey, he's got a great command. I love it. I think he's part of the attraction.
I think he deserved it. I think he deserved the belt, cause shit. I done been to two races. I done been to two damn races, and he had it live, man. He had it live.
Yeah, I like him as an announcer, man. Because he knows everything. He knows what's going on in the game. He knows who's doing what. I mean, you know, and it's
oh yeah,
it's the dog raw, man. He's got it all covered, man. And there ain't no question he won't ask, and there's no question he won't answer.
So it won't.
And
you know. You know drag racing.
Mm-hmm. Sure does.
No drag racing.
Sure does.
And he's not biased. He ain't biased. He split it down the middle. If he see bullshit, he'll tell you. He don't care who it is.
No, I think Willie Dog is huge in the game. I think because...
Oh, yeah, hell yeah.
Because not just the announcing... And,
he's knowledgeable,
and,
man, you know.
But not only that, too...
Shit.
Well, I think more so as a driver. You know what I mean? I mean, man, he's like one of them young bucks, one of those little 17, 18-year-olds when you get off that line, man. He ain't no... You know, no delay in his leave. You know, but I love him on the mic, man. I do.
He can drive, man. And you know, he knowledgeable about drag racing.
He's a Howard Stern of drag racing announcer.
Yes, he is.
Says what he want to say. Do what he want to do. I love it, man.
I know you ain't listening, dog, because you have to dine at Holly Spring, but I want my check in the mail.
We. We. Yeah, man, I'm surprised Shake Bacon on the line. He's usually chiming once he went down to Holly Springs.
You know what, Shake might have. He might have still gone down to Holly Springs. Yeah, I don't know, because Shake was down to Holly Springs. He'd have called.
Yeah, that's true. He always calls in from where he's at.
Yeah, he would talk. Shake had to dance tonight, so he probably got his tutu and his dress on.
I ain't going down that road, but you know, you got too much knowledge and too many people with your deal. You know, you better knock that shit off. Man. You got me wearing rainbows. You got him in tutus. Man.
Yeah, this old clown Bernard Hopkins need to sit his old ass down, man. This clown want to wrestle in the ring. Man, he need to sit his old ass down.
You guys ain't got rain out there right now, do you?
I know it was raining earlier.
Man. I don't understand that weather, you guys. I don't know how you guys do it.
I can deal with the rain. I can't deal with that damn snow.
I told you the story. My mother, because my mom's originally, she was born and raised in St. Louis. And my mom, in 1955, moved out west, out to where we're at now. So my grandmother and my grandfather were in St. Louis, and they came out to visit my mom. My grandfather fell in love with the weather, sent my grandmother back to St. Louis, sell the house, sell this. I ain't coming back home. I'm staying out here. And he did. He stayed out here until he died. And I was just like, yeah, that's going to be you. As soon as you get out here, you ain't leaving. He's like, I ain't never going back to that weather. You're going to walk up to somebody out here and say, hey, wait, when does it snow out here? They're going to look at you like, well, you must be from out of town. It just doesn't happen here.
This doesn't happen.
We get some rainy months. That's it. And some days it's foggy. That's it. Fog, rain, and intense heat. That's it. Love my California weather, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Could do without the smog. But I love my California weather. Man, I'm thinking about calling Sleepy right now, find out what's going on with Tony Bynes, man, because it's taking a while now. Now I'm starting to get a little nervous.
Yeah, especially where he said there's like a little clip down there.
Damn. You figure these guys would throw them shoots, too.
Yeah,
especially if they got a short little thing down there. But you know, man, you get that adrenaline going. I shouldn't even say that, man. You get that adrenaline going. You don't lift. The car's going straight. You're going straight. You ain't pulling nothing. You. And then by the time you decide, well, maybe I should, it's already, it ain't going to help much.
Oh, yeah, that adrenaline going, man. You just, you see you out front. You trying to stay out front. So you be like, oh, shit, I got to stop.
Mhm. Yes, sirree, Bob. I'm just trying to figure out. Nobody racing right now. So they're still trying to clear that track.
Gotta clear the track, huh?
Well, I just hope it's a good report that we get back, man. I just hope it's a good report, because, you know, I don't want to see nothing. I don't ever want to see nothing bad, you know. But, you know, I'm just glad that at least the one thing is that the safety side of it, you know, they get
that
all. You know what I mean?
That's a good thing.
Yep. At least they stay consistent with that and not, you know, I know things here and there and stuff like that, but have you been listening to any of the shows during the week, Tyson?
Oh, I went out here on Bud Necky's show and Jay's show and Crucci.
Man, I don't know what's going on, man. But it just seems like out here we do our show, man. It seems like we got our heads in the sand out here. But it seems like there's some changes going on.
There's some changes going on.
I feel like
I know Tommy Dog come on Fridays now. Yeah, he on Fridays. Because I was listening to his show for a minute, and Big Drag was on there talking about, he had him talking about safety and, you know, stuff like that, and then the show cut off. I think they have problems with the show. The show just cut off.
Man, how many times that happened to us? Shoot.
Yeah. Like, damn, so.
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out what's happening now, because, you know, I heard Mississippi Joe don't have a show no more.
Right.
And Clark don't have a show no more. And
yeah, Clark, he addressed his last show, he opened up a new business.
Oh. Oh my God! Well, that's cool. You know, I'm just always wondering, you know, what the heck, you know, what's going on and stuff like that. And I try to catch shows, but I gotta be honest, man. I mean, I hope I don't sound like I'm not trying to disrespect nobody or nothing like that. It's the last thing I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
But man, sometimes when I'm listening to these shows, all that jawing and yelling and screaming, and it's just like I get a fucking headache, man. And I gotta stop listening. I just gotta. It just kills me, man.
Yeah, sometimes on some of them it'll be yelling and hollering. Then when it calmed down, you're like, damn, that's all they had to do is get their point across.
God, it's like, you know, it's I'm just trying to figure out, you know.
Oh yeah.
I just you know, it just sometimes it gets me when everybody's screaming and hollering. Probably because we don't do that on our show, you know. And it's just like I just want to make, you know, And I just can't. I tried, man. But, you know, it's like, I know everybody does things different. I know we do things way different than a lot of people and stuff like that. But, you know, like Mississippi Joe used to bring in one person and talk to them about it, get their take on something, and they're all right, that line, and then they go to somebody else, and, you know, like that. Some shows
had,
like, 20 mics open, and I'm like, oh, my God, that's crazy.
Oh, yeah, they have so many mics open. And like, damn, who's saying what? Who is that?
So, you know, it just gets to me, man. It just, and it's just like, I know everybody gets excited and everything like that, but, you know, just if one person just talks and let them say what they got to say, and then the other person have his time to say what he... That's what I always try to do here on this show.
What?
Is when someone talk about something, let them have that time to talk. Get it out what they... And, you know, sometimes they might get cut off, and I try to control, you know, that and just say, hey, let them finish what he's saying. And then we'll ask another question. You know, and that's how I try to maintain the madness. But, you know, man,
everybody
got a
right.
I'm getting worried about this right now, man.
Yeah.
Because it shouldn't have taken this long.
should have called back in by now.
I hope everything all right.
Well, I hope so, man, because like I said, you know, this is a hard part, you know, especially like when we're on the air and they're racing and you heard there's an accident and the waiting. It's just, you know, it's one thing being there because you can see them doing something. You know, here we're just, it's the wait. And that's the kind
right,
of.
The waiting game. And that's the waiting game.
You know, somebody hit their one button, but I guess they bounced out. But, you know, I just hope everything's cool, man. I don't know if anybody's going to call back and tell us something bad.
Right.
Because, you know, that's the other side of the coin, too, man. If something did go the other way, you don't want to blow that shit up on the air without, you know, family or anybody else being notified or something like that.
That's true.
You know,
that
so.
That's true.
That's, you know, that's the other side of it, too. And then that's why I'm hoping everything's all good. I think so.
Yeah, I'm thinking everything's all good at this, you know.
It's that not knowing that eats me up, man. It's that not knowing, man. It just kills me every single time.
Oh, yeah. That's right. I meant to ask Sleepy what a live action. I wanted to, they post the wrong week, too. I think they post around the
King
car.
Sleepy called in from a different number.
Okay.
Cool. I only wrote down part of it until before he hung up. I didn't get all of it down because he hung up too quick. But
yeah.
Trying to think who else I can call down there whose number I have.
A little bit of everybody down there too.
And you know, hey, have you heard what's going on with Larry, Uncle Larry? He ain't been on here in about a month.
I heard Uncle Larry. He was on the Bud Necky show.
Are you doing all right?
Show. Yeah, he's doing good. He just trying to get a car together. They just been working on a car, trying to get the car together. But yeah, he was on that cracking jokes and he was messing with him about his boat.
Rumor out here in California, he found himself some fine ass 23-year-old and he had to go get like hip replacement surgery because she was wearing his shit out. And he needs to be back. That's why he's been out of action. So I'm just like, damn, I don't want to get the man's business, but you know, he's handling it. God bless him, man.
Well, you know, that's how you say it. That's his sneaker way. He going fishing. Now, what type of fishing?
Yeah.
We know what type of fishing, but they don't know what
type
of
fishing. Yeah, we know. He calls it cat fishing. We call it something else fishing, okay?
Yeah. They just don't know.
Yeah, kitty.
Uh-huh.
He's the only one that goes fishing with his pole in the water with no hook or nothing on it. Sneaky motherfucker is what he is.
Yeah. He just dangled
well,
the thing out there.
I was a little worried about him, too, because, you know, I was just, you know, me, man. I think that's just that Italian blood in me, man. I worry about everything, man. My kids leave the house, I'm like, oh, shit. Because I know what I did when I left the house. So this is that.
At this day and age, Tayo, man, I worry about everything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? This day and age, man, shit, you got to.
Oh, I know, man. I know. Well, we'll figure it all out. Hopefully, Larry will call in.
And
he usually calls in right around now anyway when we we about an hour into it. Maybe he'll realize
around this time.
Maybe when he's done chasing them young bucks around, he'll realize, oh shit, I gotta call Tail.
Yeah, he'll be through fishing by then, so.
He still probably got his pole in somebody's pool. You never know, man. I hear old Larry's a sneaky motherfucker, boy. I tell you, that's the 411 I got on him. He's a man that always wears short sleeves, but he's always got something up his sleeve. How you like that one? Gotta keep both eyes on Larry, not just one.
See, Bud naked, he all the way naked. Uncle Larry,
he all
quick to get
naked. I want to talk to him about his race, man.
Who that? Oh, Bud naked?
Bud naked. Yeah, shoot. I wish he'd call in. He's listening. Call in, dude. Hit the one button. You know the drill.
I be on Butt Naked. One thing I say about Butt Naked, man, he done had problems, trials, and stimulation with that old car, man, and which that's life,
you know,
we all have them. But
one thing
I can say, man, he done came out the last couple races, and he doing his thing, you know what I mean? So this is one question I want to say, you know what I mean? Like, say what else like Butt Naked. We all know how hard everybody was on Butt Naked. Oh, Butt Naked ain't shit. He ain't gonna do nothing. And not a man coming out, he knocking people off, you know what I mean? And it's like almost like he's still not accepted, you know what I mean, in the grudge game, you know what I mean? And my thing is this, you know, y'all done talked about me like a dog. Y'all say I'm not this, I'm not that, but I'm out here racing. I done been to two, three shows, and I done kicked ass. So what do I have to do to be accepted in the grudge world, you know what I mean, to be accepted? You know, okay, I done ran the person I've been wanting to run. He finally got a hold of Wick. That race been supposed to happen. We know how long that race been built up. He finally got a hold to him. He knocked him off. And now that's not enough. You know what I mean? That's not enough. They still talking about he a non-factor. He ain't shit. He ain't this. So my thing is, what do a man have to do to be accepted, you know what I'm saying, in the grudge world? You know what I'm saying? What more man have to do? The man tell you that, listen, I own a business. I got a newborn baby. You know what I mean? I race when I can. You know what I mean? This is just a hustle to me. I don't have you know what I'm saying? This coming out of all my pocket. You know what I mean? So I think a lot of guys just need to, you know what I'm saying, think about certain stuff they say, you know what I mean? Because right now it's like even the guys is not up there on the Wick and Butt Naked level and King Kong and Cole Killer and DJ Grant, you know, even though those guys is not up on that type of level, you know what I mean? It'd be probably a lot of guys would be listening, but when they say this, like, well, damn, I want to be a bigger part of the girls racing, but what the hell I have to do to be accepted? If I don't race but two or three times, they still going to talk about me like I ain't shit, you know? So that's my thing. I mean, what does it take for this person, anybody, to be accepted? You know what I mean? He done beat one of the biggest names out there, and they still, oh, that man ain't shit. That man ain't gonna do nothing, you know. It's like crazy, man.
Yeah, you know what? This is what we're gonna do, man. Maybe we do a little fishing for Butt Naked, man. We're gonna put this out there. Listen to this.
This is Butt Naked, your new Alabamian champion. I would like to say thanks to all my fans and supporters.
Alabamian.
Most importantly, I would like to say thanks to all my haters and doubters. Y'all is the reason why I do this shit. That man said, I spazzed on y'all, because a billion motherfucker want to see me fall. You know what, man?
gotta love that. The Alabamian.
Alabamian.
I can barely say that sober, man. If I had a few drinks in me, I'd be, shoot, I'd probably choke myself to death trying to say that. Man, see, I just... Everybody's changing numbers, man. I just, that's what I said, man. I gotta get his number and find out what's going on. See what he's been up to and how he's doing.
Oh, but Nicky.
Yeah. Dude, some weird ass number. Some weird ass number just jumped up on my screen and jumped off. Hit the one, the one button. It was a number like that knucklehead that called in one time. Wouldn't know what the topic was. And it was just talking shy to hang up. As,
oh, dude, came on talking hacking. Shit.
Yeah, it didn't even come up as a number. It didn't come up as a cell number. It came up with three letters and then four numbers in the back of it, and that was it. Maybe we'll open it up and roust them. I'll see it back again. Let's see. Hold on, man. Hello, who's this?
Hey, you motherfuckers ever broadcast a show with the microphone up your asshole and shit it out later? Fuck you.
Hey, does your mother suck dick? Shut the fuck up, bitch. Suck my asshole. Talk shit on the fact in Oklahoma City, huh, you little bitch? Yeah, bitch. Oh.
That dude is a straight fag.
Yeah. Yeah, see what happens when you let white people use telephones?
That dude is a straight fag.
Hey, it's good, man. You know what? You let people come on and say what they got to say. That's the good part about our show. That dude's just a little bitch.
Yeah, he just a fag.
As soon as his mama's done between my legs, I'm going to send her home and tell her to slap that boy straight up in his mouth for talking to me like that. Or else I got to cut her off.
Yeah, you got to cut her off. She ain't no band. You don't supposed to be on the show. This is curfew. He don't supposed to be on the show.
Man. Nah. It's all right, man.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
all good. Man, I don't care. Whoever wants to call in and say what they got to say. Let's see if we got maybe. Hopefully this might be an update. Here, hold on, man. 708-6369. You might drive. Who's this? Hello, hello. 708-369. And we just go ahead and put that back to mute. If they want to hit us up, they'll hit the one button again, and we'll try them again.
All right. And try them again, one more again.
Let's see, we go again. Oh, you know, now they're probably calling. These guys, I swear to God, man, they don't give up, man. They don't give up. You know, they don't want to say who they are. They don't want to say who they are. Yeah, but fuck you, asshole, dickhead, dizzy. Little bitches. Man. Let's see who we got. Let's try 708-6369 again. You there?
Kato.
What's going on,
man? Man, what up?
What's going
on,
man?
Man, you tell me what's going on, man. What's the race report, man? I just got on. What's going on?
Oh, this is what we got going so far, man. Donya and King Kong are going to get after it. Tony Bynes race Candy Cane, but Tony Bynes lost it at the other end, so I think the track is just shut down until, you know, they get that stuff straightened out. So we're still waiting to hear what's happening. White Trash, I guess his car broke, so we had to pay a punk out to 901 boys. And Gadget lost the Predator. And Tony lost King Kong earlier.
Oh, okay, is Tony all right?
We're waiting to hear right now, man. We're still waiting to hear. hopefully Sleep's going to call in and give us an update and let us know what's going on. And like I said, man, but that was maybe a half hour ago when that all went down, and we ain't heard nothing yet. So I'm just hoping everything's all good.
Yeah, I hope everything all right too, man. Like, I'll just check out with y'all, see how y'all was doing.
Oh, we doing good, man. Danier's locked in with King Kong. I think when they get back to action, they're gonna be racing.
And Tate couldn't make it down the track. He was having problems making it down the track. So, we don't know what. Did he get the car straight or what? As of right now, we don't know.
Yeah, man, we need some of that West Coast weather, man. That's what we need around here, man. Kill, man, why you being so stingy with that, bro? Man, come on, man. I thought we was family. What's up?
Well,
you know she got a boot Cadillac. You know what you got to do. You got to send the midgets after him, man.
Man, I've been trying to get them midgets. They act like they scared of them midgets, man. Hey, my midgets get a little funny, man. They don't like, you don't want to be bothered, they ain't going to fight you now. You got to be willing, you know what I'm saying? Put that smackdown on you, baby. See what's happening, man. Everything good with you guys? Everything been all right?
Yeah, everything's going good, man. Like I said, you know, we had some knucklehead call in just a few minutes ago.
Yeah, I heard him come on there saying something.
Yeah, he's just being stupid. Ain't got nothing to say.
It's always a panty pincher on the line somewhere. Hey, K.O., you got to stop doing them like that, K.O. You know, you be giving them wedgies, and he like that. He just don't know how to come out. What's up with that, K.O.?
Well, you know what? Every time someone like that comes on the phone and starts talking that, I keep wanting to vote yes on pro-choice, man. I'm telling you.
Yeah, man, it's always – well, you know what? That would make the show, man.
It makes abortion sound so much more justifiable, you know what I mean?
You give them a little update, you know. You give them a little fire put up under their belt so they can become a man or something. They in the night. They don't know if they want to wear a dress or they want to wear some pants, I guess. I don't know.
You know, I think what they do is because it doesn't come up as a phone number. It comes up like a little hack number with some letters and a couple different numbers. So, you know, they're like, not a block call, but you always know it's something stupid going to happen if you open the mic. But I always open the mic anyway because, you know, I let them say what they want to say.
Yeah, well.
And,
Well, you welcome everybody, Kay. So that's good, man.
That's it.
You gotta have a little humor. Just keep a little humor.
Everybody's welcome on this show. Even the dumbasses come on and say something. That's what makes the world go round. That's what makes the world go round, baby.
That's a mouthful left, bro.
Especially the dumbasses, they got first priority. We gonna treat them like royalty. They got first priority.
When people like that come on the show, that gives you something to talk about for the next 4 or 5 hours.
Yeah. Now you give them a little press and move on, you know.
No diggity, no doubt,
baby. No diggity, no doubt.
You know, Cadillac, it did sound like that guy had a little bit of some twang in his voice, like a country, like a good old boy. But see, when your mom and dad... When your mom and dad, you're really brother and sister. See, that's how you get fucked up like that. That's how they got to stop that shit.
Yeah. Well, the only reason they do that because they on the radio, so they figure they can do that. They can get away with it. But being a person, they can't do that. They like a chicken in a hen house. They run it. They turn. Come bark, quack, quack, bark, bark. You know, hey, man.
That's it.
Man, can you believe it, man? The season almost over, man. We looking at November.
Yes, sir.
I got a race in November. What are you guys talking about? Over.
Man, hey, dude, hey, it's the end of the year. Man, the year is over, man.
Oh shoot! Then the tracks mandatory shut down so they could get all prepped up for the New Year's Eve, the Hangover Nationals, man. We start our race in January 1st.
Yeah, well, man, we don't know nothing about that, Kay.
Hell no. Unless it be 80 degrees up here, that's the only way we'll know something about it.
I'm trying to tell you.
And if it get 80 up this way, something ain't right.
I told Tyson that it's getting a little cooler out here. Today was only 71 degrees today, so it's starting to get cold out here.
I wouldn't know how to act if I wake up.
Man, 71, man, we've been out there having a party. Got some barbecue on, man.
Hell yeah.
Hey, got the satellite playing with a little fatback band, you know what I'm saying? Talking about Jim Rose and Tim Get Lonely too or something, you know what I'm saying?
Man.
You wouldn't know how to act with 71, bro, this time of year. Man, we in heaven,
man,
bro.
This time of year, yeah, you wouldn't know how to act. I wouldn't know
man,
how to act.
We'd be up here doing burnouts, man.
On Christmas and
you
it's
know,
80
I,
degrees,
I think,
you know, I wouldn't know how to act.
I think when we go trick or treating, I might have to wear a sweatshirt because it might be a little cool. It might be like, you know, tonight maybe 70-ish, 72-ish around there. I might have to put a sweatshirt on so I don't get a chill.
Man,
right.
I need to come out there, man. We need to, man, you got to import some of that weather out this way, man. What's up, Kay? How can we get this to happen, man?
What happens is, man, it just, that cold air you guys got there, it takes away that heat.
Yeah.
Something about when my sunshine gets close to that Mississippi River, man, it starts to fall apart quick. It just goes south
that's
in a hurry.
Man. Change everything up. Talking about don't you want to ride? I don't know. It's cold outside. I got sweat. Man, I got my thermals on, my sweatpants on, and my hoodie. Talking about yay, yay.
You know, I'm watching the World Series, and I see everybody in St. Louis with their sweatshirts and jackets and all this stuff on, so I call my cousin, our texter. I said, is it cold there right now? And I can't really say what she said, but just in short, it was pretty much to shut the hell up.
Yeah.
She knows I'll start clowning on the weather with it. She's like, yeah, it's cold. It's like, I think it's like 51 degrees there right now.
You probably texted talking about I'm in my shorts, baby.
That's
with
it, man.
No shirt on. Yeah. Man, that weather left here so fast. I don't know. I thought we was dreaming, so I must have been in a dream because I don't remember it staying that long. Like
yeah,
I woke up and it was gone.
That shit left quick, baby.
Yeah, man. Yeah. But we had all right few warm days. It was nice. It wasn't too hot. It wasn't too cool. But this is Chicago, so you know it ain't over yet. It might next week's supposed to warm up. We're gonna be in the 60s, man. So hey, we might be able to bust the grill out anyway.
Yes, sir.
You know,
I'll tell you this, I gotta tell you this. And I went because you know I'm a Bears fan, and I went in December. The Soldier Field, and they're playing the Green Bay Packers. And it was 10 degrees. And I don't even know what it was with that wind blowing off the lake. But you got some knuckleheads out there. And let me explain why. They got no shirts on, drinking their brandy. And then the people all around me, every time there's a play, they're standing up. I'm telling them, why do you have to stand up? Stay seated, body heat, everybody stays warm. And the guy that I met out there, you know, years before, he's the one who got me the ticket. He said, man, you just got to get rid of that California blood when you come out here. I go, stupid. You're the one who told me if I was a true Bears fan, I need to come out here in December. You didn't tell me about this cold that was going to be out here in December. You just said to come out in December. So I did.
Hey, man, if you remember Lou Rawls, he said, man, this is the Windy City, a.k.a. the Hawk, baby. He don't play. Hog don't play him, boy.
And the thing is, and I don't. When I got on the plane, here, it was like maybe 78. So I'm in my shorts, flip-flops, and I got a little sweat. I got a sweatshirt on. Get to the airport, grab my bag off the turnstile. And when I got to the doors and the doors opened up and that air blew in, I dug back in. And I said, is there another way that I go get my rental car without having to go outside? Can someone just get it and bring it here to me? They said, no, you got it. Whatever. Oh, I'd open up my bag and put my tennis shoes on.
Yeah, I know that was some cold, man.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, that Hulk.
Some cold.
That Hulk make you change your mind. Shit, it make you change your mind fast.
Hey, that Hulk make you slap your sister.
Oh,
man.
That was a
man. That Hulk don't play here, bro.
I don't mess around.
You know, the wind I can go ahead and deal with. To me, that ain't no big deal. No, bro.
You got to take that check.
Oh.
Hey, you don't want the wind.
You don't want neither one of them together, bro. You want to hold one of them on vacation, bro. Trust me.
That's how it was that game. You had that wind blowing in, and this was before they redid Soldier Field. And that cold, and as I tell people, don't get up. What are you standing up for? You see better sitting down. Stay warm. They're passing down that brandy like it was a water bottle. I'm like, no, I don't want none of that stuff. And I was just like, good Lord.
I don't know.
Brandy.
But I had fun.
I don't want none of that, baby. That's why
I'm so glad I live in Southern California, baby. I wouldn't
Kay, don't be rubbing that in, Kay. Keep rubbing that in, man. You talking about you, man? I love you, man. We ain't having that, Kay. Come on back.
Yeah, he gonna keep rubbing in, Cadillac.
Hey, we gonna catch you, KO, and we gonna drag you here, and we ain't gonna let you get back. No planes ain't gonna let you on.
We gonna show you how cold weather is. We gonna put you in a damn deep freezer for about 2 hours.
No, he gotta be there 2 hours. He be there 15 minutes. Let him stand outside.
Yeah.
That wind get to blowing downtown, boy. Woo, you learn real quick. We're gonna let you stand out there in your shorts and your ankle socks. See how you like it.
Man.
That's not even sounding good. Yeah, see, I think I'll just stay home.
Yeah, right.
No, I gotta be honest, man, but I love Chicago. I do. I had a lot of fun out there.
Yeah, Chicago's a beautiful city, man. No doubt. Some of the greatest people, nicest people you want to meet.
It was, like I said, you know, the first time I went out there was in 1989. I went out there for on my birthday. My birthday's in October, so I would go on my birthday every year. And I met this couple out there, and we were talking. I told them it was from California and this and that, and so we exchanged numbers. We went out to dinner that night. We actually went to Ditka's restaurant that night. And we just started, you know, we got along real good and everything. And I told him, I said, well, you know, if you ever come across tickets, he goes, well, these are season tickets that we're at. Because we bought the tickets off a scalper. And he started getting me tickets to the site. I used to go every year. And it was it was nice. I love the city. I love the pizza. I love it. I love eating in Chicago, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
It's all the bomb, man. No doubt.
But, you know, you just don't have that sunshine. No, I'll give
you
I've been in St. Louis. I've been to St. Louis. We used to go back there every summer, and we would be, you know, the humidity and everything in August would just be miserable. So, you know, it's I'm used to the I'm not used to really the humidity, but it's all right. It's all good. It's all good. At least you guys got rain.
Yeah, we got plenty of them a while. That's one thing.
Hey,
we got
drag,
up on y'all.
Does drag? Hey, Cadillac, is there a track in St. or East St. Louis that drag goes to?
Yeah, I think it's called Gateway.
Oh, that is Gateway. That's just right across the bridge.
Right across the pond. The bridge, yeah.
Yes, it's right across the bridge. This is where you get across the bridge. It's right off 55.
Right, I got it. I got you.
Yeah, they just opened that track back up, I think, this year.
Oh, did they?
Yeah. They had it closed. Wow. It was closed for a few years.
Wow.
That's a nice track, man.
I remember I used to go there every year for that when they had the Black Sunday thing going on.
Black Sunday, right, exactly.
Yeah.
That was at Gateway? I didn't know that.
Yeah, that was at
Gateway.
Yeah, that was Gateway.
Oh, wow. Well, I did not know that. But that's the same one that's always been there, though. There wasn't one in St. Louis, so that's just the one in East St. Louis, right?
Yes, East St. Louis, I believe.
Yeah, because that's Illinois over there. Okay.
Yeah, that's the one we used to go to. That's a real nice track, though. It's a real nice track.
Oh, yeah, that's a nice track.
Hey, is one thing about that track there, you can hook.
Yeah. That's
That's where I did my first wheel stand. I got my face in the place there, boy.
Hold on, man. Hey, guys, listen. Okay. Hold on. Sit tight, man. Nick Sleepy's on the line now. Sleepy,
okay.
There?
Can you hear me good?
Yeah, how's Tony doing?
I haven't went over there yet. There's so many people around the car, you can't get over there to them yet. Right after Donnie and King Kong run, I'm going to walk over there, and then I'll call you again from over there and let you know how you're doing and what the car looking like.
Oh, okay. But so he didn't go to the hospital or nothing, though, did he?
No, they just got them off the track. You know, like if there's so many people over there, you can't really get up there by nowhere here. Like, King Kong got the right leg. Now you're in the left leg. So you're ready to go.
Money, man, right now.
I need to get rid of my house.
Hey, Kimo.
I'm up here on the sideline, man, trying to give you a blow by blow of what's going on here.
Okay.
Some mics real quick. I gotta open up some mics. Rob, you there, Rob?
Yes, sir.
What's going on, Daddy O?
Just headed home. I went to go pick up my Harley and I stopped by Ron's house trying to fire it up. Been sitting since 2009.
Harley?
Yeah, it's the same one that you know about.
Oh, I gotcha. Hey, did you hear about artists this weekend?
Yeah, I told Chad, I said, hey, he should have actually took Chad up on that because he's 225 points ahead of the second place guy. But it's a 300-point bonus race. Hello?
Yeah, well, you know what, though? He just, I don't know. Maybe he just, I don't know. Getting into somebody else's car might throw your game off anyway.
Oh, yeah, but, I mean, he doesn't have to win the race. He's got to make sure that that other guy needs to go out. If he goes out first round, then he should win.
Right.
But I was trying to do the point, and I was like, oh, yeah.
Oh, let me turn that off first.
Yeah, that ain't my mic.
No, I know. I had clicked on a mic real quick, but there was just too much background noise there. But, I mean, he still might have a shot at it.
Yeah, we got to hope that the guy that's behind him goes out first round.
Yep.
And it's a good chance of that.
Anything happen in drag racing?
That's right.
So, yeah.
Yeah, we're getting Ron's car ready for Pomona for NHRA.
Oh, Pomona?
Yeah, Pomona and then Vegas.
Yeah. Well, we all ready for Vegas.
Yeah. I hope so.
I told
Freddie, I said, hey, how bad do you really want to go to Bakersfield? I said, I'll go get the tranny, and we put my motor and tranny in the car. Oh, man. I said, hey, I offered it to you, so.
Yeah. Now we could have road tripped it down there. It would have been good.
Yeah. Man, we were getting direct connect from the track, huh?
Yeah. They're down in Holly Springs, Mississippi tonight. The chicken.
We're getting everything. We get the golf cart going by the staging aids and everything.
That's it. That's how they roll, man. That's how my people roll with the play by play, man. If they see two dogs screwing, they're gonna tell us about it.
Right.
Yeah,
I'm headed for it now. Oh, cool. Yeah, I got to take this damn bike out of the trailer and take the trailer back to my buddy's house. No, I don't have my trailer. I have my friend's Harley trailer.
Uh-huh.
So.
Well, good deal. Hey, sit tight, man. I gotta get some more phone calls on you before we run out of time, man.
All right. What time you can't call back in?
I'm off the air at 9:30 our time.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because what happened, I was on the call, and when I was going through by Ron's house, because he lived by these mountains, the phone shut off.
Yep, that'll do it every time, man. It's that phone you got. I told you, junk that thing and go get yourself a nice AT&T phone, baby.
Yeah, piece of junk.
Not have to worry about no drop call. You don't have to worry about the, can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
No, it was going through a certain part of the mountain where he's at.
Usually I never had no problem. I was talking to him all the way there. Till you hit the mountains.
No, it's one little spot. I don't know what happened.
Oh.
I plugged my phone. Was probably dead. I just plugged charge. Yeah, I'm listening.
Yeah, sit tight, man. I got my board's lined up right now. Man. I got to get these guys in before we get off the air, man.
All right, hurry up.
All right.
I'm still on. I'm
listening. 264, 6386.
0-0-0. Long time, man.
I call
your number. You don't answer the phone. I thought you were going to send the hooligans over to get my manifold, man. You tell me that for 3 weeks in a row, I still don't get no manifold. What's up with that, man? You're supposed to have you're supposed to have everything out there, Dale, set up, man. What's up?
Well, the thing is that I work during the day, and I don't have time to run down there.
Ah, now we get that. I figured that one was going to come. Because every time I call you, it's a different excuse. You know what I'm saying? I understand you're working, man. Ain't no big deal. Don't even worry about it. I went down there anyway, talked to Brad and talked to him myself, man. You know, I took care of it like I told you I was going to have to. But I thought it wouldn't have to go that way, but I had to go that way anyway. So it didn't matter. You know,
did you get your stuff?
I got some of my stuff. You know, he had excuses. You know, he's going through a divorce, and you know what I'm saying? His shop is everything. I supposedly he's supposed to be shutting down his shop doing something else. So I'm coming back down there next weekend anyway. So I'm going up to Washington, Seattle Monday. I'll be up there Tuesday. And then from there, I'm going to shoot down to California, and then we'll get the rest of my stuff there.
Wait, Bryce is closing his shop down?
Well, he said that he was going in a different direction when I ran up on him. You know, he didn't know where I was at first. You know what I'm saying? I came in there hooligan style, and then he realized where I was. First, he gave me the wrong fucking manifold, and I left, and then I thought about it. And it was a lucky thing that I had a layover there in California, because I got to looking at that manifold when I got in the truck, and I said, wait a minute, this is not my goddamn manifold. So I went back to his shop. And we had a little falling out about it. We talked about it, whatever. And he's going to give me another manifold. So I'll be down there next week. You know what I'm saying? So supposedly he said that he's going in a different direction. He ain't doing no more heads. He's not doing no more, you know, none of that. That's what he said. You know, that's what he told me.
Hey,
Rob. He just don't want to do me no more heads or not.
Did you hear about that guy, Bryce? Down in Huntington, the guy who does all the heads, he's getting out of the business?
I don't know nothing about that. But, you know, I've been working, so I ain't talked to anybody. So.
Yeah, he's in Anaheim. That's where his shop is in Anaheim. So.
But his name is Bryce, right?
Yeah, Bryce Mulvey. Dr. Chase Performance.
Yeah, I haven't talked to anybody, so I don't know who's in business and who ain't in business.
Yeah, well, he said that he was going in a different direction. I don't know if he was telling me that because, you know what I'm saying, because I was just sitting with him, you know, just trying to see, you know what I'm saying, if he was on the up and up. So I was just asking him if he did some big block heads, you know, and then he came out, you know, and said that he's going in a different direction. He decided to do something else. So whatever that is, I don't know, but. You know, he was blaming everything on his divorce and just settled in and, you know, getting all that stuff taken care of. So, you know, I kind of respect that to a degree, but, you know, there's a lot of people trying to get their stuff, man, because, you know, I went over to Iski Camp, and because the camp that he gave me, it didn't look, you know, I couldn't find it on the chart. You know, I couldn't find it on the website, nothing like that. So I went down to Iski. And the guy there, Rod, you know, he's a cool dude. You know, he looked up the numbers and everything, and, you know, he said legit numbers, you know, legit numbers. So, like I said, I was happy with my heads that I got from him. It's just that it's taking too long to get the rest of my stuff, man. And now we're coming up with this, you know what I'm saying, situation where I got to get your cam here and there. So, you know, I got the cam. I didn't get the manifold, you know what I'm saying, because it was going in a different direction with there. And then, you know, some other people got involved that I couldn't deal with, you know what I'm saying, which is the 911 guys, you know what I mean? So,
right.
You know, I just have to deal with it a different way. But I'll be back down there. I got all my paperwork and stuff like that is what the officer said. And, you know, from there I'll be able to get my stuff. So, you know, can't act like a goon all the time, you know what I mean?
All right. I don't know who Bryce is.
Yeah. The
only person calling that way is Bob Mendoza.
He's the guy that helped that guy with that Corvette. What's that?
Yeah,
Psyche, the guy who,
Mike Psyche.
Yeah,
oh,
that guy.
He did all the stuff for Mike Psyche, Rob.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he did that one when I first ran that tour was in that article was it Engine Masters when he had that blue Camaro, I think it was a 68 Camaro that had that 418 in it, and it was supposed to run in the 7th, you know, remember that one? Yeah, so that's how I got tuned to him, because I said, damn, you know, that, you know, I'm building a small block, whatever, trying to not really get his, you know, his combination, but something similar, you know? So, you know, for a year, though, you know, we talked, you know, had a good conversation and everything. I guess, you know, for sure, he said that he was having some issues, you know what I'm saying, at home. And but I'm just saying, man, if you go on his website, you go on his Facebook, everybody and their mama trying to get their stuff. So, yeah, I guess I'm not the only one kind of backed up.
Well, that's probably, you know, why he, that's probably why he wasn't answering his phone.
Well, yeah, and the fact that I think maybe just, you know, like the guy at Iski, he said maybe too many articles in the magazine, you know what I'm saying, got him too popular, and he can't do all the work. So
right,
you know, well, he got overwhelmed with so much work, you know, he don't know what to do.
Yeah,
so,
that, it happens, though.
Yeah, I mean, because
Rod over at Iski's a good dude. And
yes,
this guy will set you up with any, you know, whatever kind of cam you need or whatever you want to do or what you're looking to do. Rod's like the third guy in charge there. He's the third guy from the top there.
Yeah, he did, man. I mean, I looked at the cam because the cam that was in the box, it was still in the box. It didn't look like the cam that I really had. You know, it looked old and looked like, you know, for the Rod said, nah, it's just been sitting in the box. Well, he said, how long you had it? I said, you had it almost a year. So he said, it's just been sitting in the box. So he cleaned it up for me. He checked out the numbers, you know what I'm saying, and he figured it out for me. And, you know, like I said, everything is fine. So now I'm not going to really trip about this manifold if I can't get it legally like I want to, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to be nice about it. You know, I can only do so much. I mean, Bryce seemed to be a good dude, but, you know, I don't know, man. He, you know, it's kind of hard to trust him, you know, since I've been waiting all this long to get my stuff. If you don't tell me you're going to send it, and then I don't get it within a week, I mean, how am I supposed to trust you? So now I got to come back down here to get my stuff for real. So, you know, that's what kind of stuff it is. Because when I went down there last Monday, he said, oh, I'll send it to the place who's building your motor. You know, it'll be down there before the week, whatever, whatever. Okay, well, you know, here it is now Saturday. I'm at home, you know, standing back in the side. And we're about to head back out towards the West Coast. So we'll be hitting through California coming back. Oh, it is what it is.
Oh. Well, at least you finally got, you know, getting that out of the way.
Yeah, and I know how frustrating it is, man, you know, for you guys, because you got jobs too, so I can't expect somebody to just up and do something for me, you know, just out the clear for Scott. So I'm just giving you shit about that, but I appreciate it anyway.
Oh, I know,
anyway.
I understand. But, you know, I did try calling the guy. And
yeah, well, Rod says he don't answer nobody's phone call. So, you know, if he don't answer his phone call and he advertises his cams and all his articles, so, you know, why he gonna answer you or me, you know? So Rod said the same thing. Rod said he's a good dude. You know, he said he just thinks he's got too many articles, you know, and maybe he just ought to do magazines instead of really trying to do heads and stuff because it's too much work for him. You don't have enough people working for him to get the shit done, you know. So,
right.
But I got a set of heads. They flowed the numbers that he said that they were going to flow. The cam turned out to be what they said it was going to be. I just wish I could get the manifold to go along with everything else. The top end, I might have to just go get me another manifold, which I ain't tripping about. You know what I'm saying? I am tripping about it, but what am I going to do about it? You know what I'm saying?
Sometimes people, you know, they think they can do it, and then they get overwhelmed, and then you got some family problems, and that you know, adds to it.
Exactly. You know, exactly. But you know what, Dale?
Yeah.
You had a guy on that was trying to help us out too. You gave me his number. I talked to him. But, you know, you said he does heads too. He came on your show one time, and Yeah, Aaron, man. I'm trying to get in touch with him, man. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm building another big block, and I'd like to, you know, really talk to him about his combination.
Right.
I can't tell you all that because it's a blood racer, man.
Oh, okay.
Let's just say we're trying to go faster than fast.
I got a big block for sale. But how fast you
want to
go?
Look, I want to go fast. I don't plan on going faster than slow. I plan on going faster than fast. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I
real
got
fast.
Fast. I got a faster than fast.
Well, we'll talk about that. But right now, I really want to try to do something else, try to see where I can go with that. I already kind of got a combination. I got a motor already that's being built, and I got the short block. I just haven't done nothing with the top. You know, the short block is stout. You know, it's going to be able to handle whatever we put on top. So that's what I'm looking for right now is just the top end, you know, cam, head, all that type of stuff.
Yeah. I got
the man. Well, we'll talk. I mean, Kale got the number. Call me after show or something.
Yeah. He's got my number. I think, Terry, you got my number?
Yeah, I got your number. Unfortunately, I got the house number, the cell number, the address. I got it all.
And he got it on
your social. I got your social security number. How do you think I'm paying for all my parts, man? Come on.
Right, exactly.
Hey, you guys, sit tight for 1 second. I got to bring Philippe back in. Hold on, man.
All right.
Hey, you see Philippe there?
Hey, what's going on, Taylor?
What's going on, baby? Tell me, what's happening out there?
The ball's okay, man. He just cracked the front end up on the car. He all right, though. The car ain't all that bad. He can be big. And he's fine, man. He rode that winch in the car down. I rode that bound. Was going to let him talk to you guys, but it was taking so long, whoever that was talking, I went on back to the sideline because Bruce Twill was getting ready to run the Predator. And so I had to get back over there so I could get on this race. Ain't no injuries, ain't no pain or nothing. They like they just, whatever he hit down there, just cracked the front end of the place on the Camaro he got. But other than that, he's fine. He all good.
Oh, good.
That's good.
Yeah,
that was,
that's
did
a good thing.
Did he have the Camaro out there?
Who?
Was this
the
Camaro he was
up.
Driving?
Yeah, he's got a 69 Camaro called a Hammer, his new car. Called a Hammer.
That's the one he was in?
Yeah, that's the one he went off the end of the track down there and cracked at the front end as he was crazy. But he's like, he okay, the car ain't bad at all. It's got some cracks in the front. Nothing he can't fix, you know. He's
wow.
Fine. The car ain't all that bad. Like I said, now Boost 12 getting ready to run against Predator. And that's like one of the last of the best races of the night because all the rest of it is basically three cars behind it. So. I think he lost two, one, five, something like that. Hey, I'm going to die here going to run him back or what? I don't think so because he's brutal tired the way. I think he's only able to get down the track one time, and when he did get down the track, he wasn't running nobody. That's when he started running him. He made a hell of a
pass. What about his boy, Tate the Great? Did he do anything?
No, he couldn't get down the track, but he gave up. He couldn't get down the track, period. But he gave up.
Damn, man.
Yeah, I don't know why, man. These guys got these radios on. These radios hooking at here. Those guys making the best passer down.
Hey, Donnie don't have radios on, dude. He got slicks on, right?
Right.
Hey, but you know what? If you listen to the show, what are we talking about running at that track with radios on? Yeah, they'll never run at that track with slicks on.
Okay, the Predator just started up. Wait, no, Boone 12. Hey, I got 100 on my boot. Who's just made his run out?
Chicago!
Go ahead, brother.
Yeah, down there in the trailer. Tape's in the trailer. We all packed up, get ready, get ready to get out of here.
Hey, Sleepy.
Yeah.
Did CJ shake down his new car?
No, he didn't even bring it, man. He bought Butterfingers.
Oh, okay.
They bought Butterfingers. Vic, I think Vic came with him. I'm trying to see if Paul's over here.
Hey, so Sleepy, hey, did all the 901 Bad Boys have radios on their car, man?
Did you what now?
Did all the 901 Bad Boys have radios on their car, or did they have switch?
All of them, both of them, they had radios on all them cars tonight. All of them. King Kong had radios on. Ken King had radios on, and Freddie had radios on. All of them, they had radios on all of them.
That's what I thought, because, you know, when you listen to him on the show, you know what I'm saying, he don't race to me. He don't race on slicks at his hometown. He don't race on slicks somewhere else. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But when he comes down to going down there to Tennessee, he ain't racing on no slicks. He's racing on the radios, man.
Exactly. There wasn't nothing else hooking at it. I mean, you had a couple cars that didn't have a whole lot of power that was getting down on the slicks. But like I said, Chase couldn't do nothing on them today. Down here, he made one piece. Season pass, and the rest of them, he blew the tires off. That's about everything. Because everything he was split, blew him away today.
And I can guarantee you, he ain't going to race him again unless it's back at his hometown. Down here, he ain't going to have to get smart, man. The Chicago crew going to have to get smart. You know what I'm saying? Put the radios on down there in Memphis, dude. It ain't going to happen with them slicks.
Yeah, he's going to do something, because he ain't doing it. He didn't do nothing on them slicks here. Nothing. For the fame. So 901 Bad Boys made some good money tonight.
I'm sure they did.
What about Ground and Pound? They do anything?
No, they didn't even come. They said they wasn't coming.
Oh, they didn't come?
No, they waiting on they waiting to go to Mission Hill thing next weekend. That's
okay.
when they said they was gonna come back down. That's just what they did with Mission Hill. I'm gonna go there and see if I can get y'all to sit with them. We're with them, man. They're counting all that money. Maybe just sit right there and give them a couple words before the show go off. Wait, get away. It's your job, man. Your job wasn't supposed to take up so much.
Who? It's a
rugby show.
Yeah, y'all got seven. Who on this motherfucker? Who on this motherfucking show?
Hello?
I can't hear him.
Oh, I'm going to put on speaker, please.
His own speaker, okay?
Hello?
Come on,
hello?
Hello?
What's up, man?
Hello? Hey, no boss. What the fuck that? Me and Boss running this shit.
You got
here?
Who that is?
Hey, it's your fuck, girl. Hello? Hey.
They're fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Here.
I'm up. My brothers, you ain't got shit. We did 20 goddamn girls racing one day. 901 just did 8.
They did
one day. Throw this motherfucker around. I know y'all heard me, goddamn it. 901, we just fucked the goddamn world up.
I know, but you don't have to yell.
What? You shut the fuck up. I yell when I get good goddamn red. I mean, my motherfucker.
You shut
house.
The fuck up.
That's
right.
Who's this? Who that? Tayo. That's my buddy, Tayo. What up, Tayo?
Yeah. What's up?
Tayo, I'm a bad motherfucker, Tayo. I'm going
to
let you tell you about it. Man, we got
some
money.
Let me have some of that money, Rick.
Right, walking home, man.
Hey, you know what? Hey, wait, listen, man. I was telling everybody earlier on the show, but we was talking about you, and I was telling them, man, you got to be the busiest man in grudge racing. Because when you go to these races, you always got about 3 or 4 races locked in. It don't matter whether you win or lose.
I'm going to dream about a Valiant. I'm going to dream about a 72 Valiant. I'm going to dream about a 72 Valiant. I'll see you later.
You there, Whit? Whit,
can you hear me, Dale?
I can barely hear you, man. You there?
Okay,
I
yeah.
Can
let, me, let me get what you can hear me. Can you hear me? Can you halfway hear me now?
Yeah.
There we go.
Okay, yeah. They didn't shut the track down, man. It's time to go home, man. I just want to make sure you. I want to get. I wanted to get calls on. We can even celebrate. Tell my fuck doing it. I don't want. I will tell them.
before I leave, man. All they want to know is you okay, man.
Come on.
So, I don't know
good
right
deal,
now,
man.
How the fuck is it? Hold on, here you go, right? Let me stop it. I'm boss right now. Hey, boss. They just want to know if you're all right, man. That's all. Yeah, you go ahead and show. Stay over out of California.
Hey, what's up, boss?
Hey, man, what's going on?
Oh, yeah, we okay, man. Just hit the dirt. Ain't no big thing. I stick the ribbon. We run Mr. Dance Boot.
Yeah, well, you know what? I was glad about that because, you know, Sleepy called us, and it was a while between when we heard back from him, and I'm getting a little nervous, man, but I'm glad you're all right.
Oh, yeah, I'm doing okay. Just going to go home and go home tomorrow and go and get me fixed for next week.
I'll tell you, man, I saw the pictures of that car. I saw the pictures of that Camaro, man. I love that Camaro, man. I really
do, man. I think it's going to be okay because it's first out with it, so it's going to be all right.
Hey, I haven't got money.
Okay, let me go and load them up then.
All right,
boy.
Wow.
So, wait, what did you do, baby? Well, tell me, how did you do out the total? Wait.
Dale.
Yeah.
Can you hear me, Dale?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, man, I'm getting ready to get out of here, man. I just wanted to let you get a little shout-out at Boss and Whit, man. Whit is over there counting all this money. I'm going to go and get me one of these tapes. They took all kinds of tapes. I'm going to get me one of these tapes, man, hit the road, man. I'll talk to you guys next week, Taylor. Will, I'll give you a call on the way out of here, Will.
All right, man. Thanks a lot
all
for
right.
everything.
No problem, Taylor.
All right. I mean, man, all that hollering, man, I can't hear shit. I didn't even know that was Whit.
It was Mark first. That was Mark on the phone at first, then Whit got on the phone.
Oh.
You know, Mark, when he gets yelling, you can't hear shit he's talking about.
And that's what I mean, man. Well, you asking, who is this? Man, shut the fuck up. I don't have to. And I was like, you know what, man, that's why I get stupid, man. Don't come on my show and act like a fool. Do it on everybody else's show. We don't act like an idiot here, but I'm glad Wick won some money, man. Good for him. It's hard to beat somebody at the home track.
Yeah.
You know, and
he knows that track. Once he leave that track, he's vulnerable. He can be beat at any other track but Holly Springs.
And the thing is. You know, and you guys are talking about the tires, man. He went to the radial tires. You know, he knows what's up. He knows that track.
And that's all he said. That's all he said that won. All the radials won at that track. We talk about that track so much, man. I hear him slip up and say that the radials be doing the job down there at Holly Springs. You can't run no slick down there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, we only got this. Hold on, man. We only got a few more minutes. Let me get some more mics opened up, man. Let's go 412-1737. Hello?
Yeah, am I on?
Yeah, you're on.
Is this going on? What is this Camaro you're talking about? Are you selling this? What's the deal with this? Camaro, what? Goodyear tires? Is it Goodyear?
Huh?
Well, I don't know.
You're talking about the Camaro, right? Yeah,
no, we're talking about the
Pittsburgh, cross country.
No, we were talking about the Mustang.
The Mustang?
King Kong, we were talking about.
Who is
this? He hung up. I don't know, he hung up.
Oh.
See? All that inbreeding, man, y'all do down there. That's what it is. Shit.
You ain't right.
No,
you ain't right there.
Hey,
come over here, dog.
I'm down in California.
You know, I'm gonna start putting a moratorium on. If parents are really brother and sister, don't call my show.
That's that Korean mixed with a Italian.
Oh, that's not right, dude.
I, no,
that's not right.
I ain't never seen one of them before. That's a hell of a mix, boy. God damn. Italian and
you
Korean?
You seen it before. You just didn't know what the hell it was for.
That's Rudy right there.
I wouldn't even know what was. I wouldn't even look, man.
That man is an Italian and Korean mix.
Yeah, man, I don't even. I can't even draw that up.
Oh God! Oh God! That's a good one.
Hey, you know what, man? You know what? If you got an argument with that person, you definitely wouldn't know what they were saying.
Hell no.
Yeah. Oh my God. Lord have mercy. Well, you had a good show, man. I'm gonna get off the show, man. It's nice talking to you. I ain't been able to talk to you, kick it. You know, talk shit with you and Kev. He ain't been on because I sure will give him a piece of my mind too. But you know, it's all in love and fun, man. We grudge brothers and that's it. You know what I'm saying? So it's good, my man. I didn't catch your name, but I hope to see you. I know you're from the Shy. I'm from the Shy too. Be looking out for Fort O'Malley, but we'll be coming through next year for sure. You know, we'll be rolling.
All right, man.
Okay.
All right, yo. All right. I'll talk to you later, brother. Peace.
All right. I didn't know what's that.
I said, what kind of big black your buddy was selling?
It's a 568, I think, cubic inch.
Okay.
But it's a big boy nitrous motor.
Oh, okay.
So, but yeah, he's got that for sale.
Okay.
But listen, man, my ticker's running down right now, and we only got about a minute. So there it is right there. So I just want to thank everybody for calling in tonight. Great show, and we'll get back after this next week. This way we'll get Wig on the show so we can actually hear what he's saying. So thanks to everybody for calling in. We can get some sponsors right now, and we be out of here.
Right,
Mickey Thompson from Bowman Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.